I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Thursday. It's December 2nd. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's sunny and 32 degrees.
Delays on Bangor should start to clear out in Taylorsville now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, we continue tracking developing news here on KSL News Radio, where a shootout in Taylorsville left one man dead and two police officers in the hospital.
The situation started with police looking for a man who was wanted on rape and robbery charges. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly begins our live team coverage. Heather?
Amanda, West Valley Police spokeswoman Roxanne Vianucu says several agencies were looking for the suspect when he was located in Taylorsville.
Located the suspect at the 7-Eleven here at 4100 South and Redwood Road. He was inside of an SUV with an infant in the vehicle.
Vianucu says after several hours of negotiation, the man finally released the baby safely, but he stayed in the car for a while longer. When he finally got out of the SUV, the suspect opened fire on the police. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda continues our live team coverage with what happened next. Jacob?
Heather, bullets struck two officers and they returned fire, hitting the suspect, who police identified as Ane Joker. We just got an update that both officers are in stable condition at the hospital. They were taken to the Intermountain Medical Center in Murray. Police did not give any details on the officers other than they were men. Joker died at the hospital. Live, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City's police department has just hired a full-time mental health counselor for its employees. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Gertz reports that Jamie Welch is the first one in the department.
Welch can meet officers at their homes if they're in crisis or assess them on scene. She also debriefs with them after critical incidents. She helps with depression, burnout, family problems, suicide ideation, grief, basically supporting all the department employees with the psychological strain of their jobs. Employees can schedule a time with her during work hours and they don't have to use their time off.
Welch says officer mental health is a nationwide concern that she's honored to be able to help.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The president today will announce a new pandemic plan now that the Omicron variant has been found in California.
The president plans to make at-home rapid tests free for Americans, extend the mask requirement on all public transportation, and require tougher testing procedures for all international travelers, extending the one-day test rule through the middle of March. Those rapid tests will be covered under the same rule that requires insurance companies to pay for tests done at sites. If you have private insurance, you'll have to submit bills to get reimbursed.
ABC's Andy Field.
Utahns are still getting vaccinated, and some are getting boosters. 18,000 doses of vaccine have gone into arms at last check. 60% of Utahns who are eligible are fully vaccinated.
One of the charges against this suspected shooter, who's now charged with terrorism along with murder, because what prosecutors and what law enforcement continued to stress is you did not need to be shot yesterday in order to be a victim of what happened. This was a school of 1,800 students, and all of their families, all of them were, almost by definition, terrorized.
The boys' parents are also coming under the microscope. Police say they were called to the school the day before and the morning of the shooting because of concerning actions by their son.
Vice President Kamala Harris led the first meeting of the Biden administration's Space Council, a White House-affiliated office that handles national security and international space-related issues.
President Joe Biden issued an executive order to renew this council and to add five new members.
Wednesday's discussions ended with an emphasis on space and STEM jobs and trying to get more students to go into those fields.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.